start off the hour by welcoming in Carolyn Sabin, joining us for our monthly update on Families First Partnership. Ms. Sabin, welcome back and happy May to you.
Yeah, thanks, and same to you, Tristan.
How's it been going over at Families First Partnership for you and the crew?
Well, we're really working on some things for Mental Health Awareness Month, which is in May. Mm-hmm. And so the event that we're hosting today in partnership with Guardian Light Family Services is the Pony Express Ride Across Nebraska.
Awesome.
And this is a motorcycle patriot group that has been doing this ride across Nebraska for the last 14 years. And the purpose of the ride is for those motorcyclists to be stopping at various communities along the way and picking up letters from that community. And those members that sign those letters are asking that the Nebraska Unicameral will support children's mental health programs.
Okay. And obviously there's some historical aspects to this too, tying into the old Pony Express.
Right. Yes. Yes. Because it's going across Nebraska and following that trail that the Pony Express would have normally followed, then that's how they dubbed it, the Pony Express Riders.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So they've got 29 stops that they're planning across the state, and yesterday they started off in the Scottsbluff-Gearing area, and they'll make some stops along the way. The stop here in North Platte is at 1:30 at Cody Park. And we've got some fun things planned. We've got a bike parade.
That's fun.
So families can come and their children have their bikes decorated, and great volunteers to do the judging. We've got the mayor and one of the Miss Teen Nebraska candidates, a member of Guardians of the Children, because they do the bike giveaway. It's like, why not?
They know a thing or two about quality bikes.
And then the members of our LEAP group will be kind of a composite team to do some judging.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And the public's welcome to attend this today at Cody Park as well?
Absolutely, yes. And anyone who would like to sign a letter for us to send with the Pony Express Riders, we'll just have letters there available, a template that says, I support children's mental health programs, and please, you know, vote for legislation that continues that support, because through the pandemic, we've just seen a lot of impact on children.
Sure.
And, you know, you'd think it would impact the adults, and it has, but children are kind of those innocent victims of other issues that are going on in a family.
And so, we've talked about a little bit, too, and thanks be to God, we've not had this problem as much here, but students, the children have been disconnected from their friends, their teachers. That social interaction has been altered, but here it's not been altered as bad as it has other places, thankfully. But still, that's major impact for a child.
Right, yeah. When they don't have the chance to interact socially, then that really does impact people in the many ways. And, you know, I think we're seeing it the most in the elderly.
And those with the underlying conditions that are a little more vulnerable.
Right. If they've had to isolate because of fear, then even just being home alone all the time, you know, they just kind of keep circling in their fear.
Yep.
And it's hard for them to get away from that. But
absolutely.
So, but we do have 30 letters already from the community.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a great start.
Yeah.
It's a great start.
So, but we'll have those templates available today, and anyone who's there and says, I'd love to sign a letter, then they could. We're also going to have a large sheet of paper where kids can write down, you know, what they think, you know, or just say, here's my name. I support programs. So we'll have a doodle page.
They have a voice too.
Yeah.
They have a voice too. That's awesome. Again, we have Carolyn Sabin joining us here on Mugs of the Morning, joining us from Families First Partnership. Exciting event going on at Cody Park today, and that's 1:30, you said, right?
Right.
Perfect, perfect. Anything else you wanted to hit on this morning on behalf of Families First Partnership?
I think that's it for today.
1:30 today. Folks are welcome to join in there at Cody Park, and going to be beautiful conditions for it today too. We'll probably be, I would guess, near 70 degrees at that point, so couldn't ask for much better of a day, especially with Mother Nature holding off on that precipitation for you.
Exactly.
Ms. Sabin, as always, it's a blessing to have you in the studio. We appreciate the time and appreciate the great work you do for our community.
Thanks.